Now, you're welcome back to part three of Religion Matters. This is Brendan. I'm with you until 9 o'clock this morning. I hope that you're well. And of course, we're heading into our first week of Lent, Ash Wednesday. Of course, this coming Wednesday is the beginning of Lent. And even though I haven't done Lent yet, I'm delighted that I actually have an Easter egg here in the studio this morning. And now, I'm obviously not going to eat it now or during Lent. It's the Happy Easter Egg. And it's an Easter egg with a difference. And to tell me all about it, I'm delighted to be joined in studio by Julie Carville from the Happy Easter Egg Company. Julia, very welcome to Religion Matters.
Thank you very much, Brenda. It's lovely to be here.
Now, this looks to me like it's wrapped in gold foil. It smells amazing. There's lovely little sweets in the top of it. But this is really an Easter egg with a difference. Tell me why.
It is. Well, we're calling it the egg that puts Jesus back at the heart of Easter. And the name is, as you say, Brenda, the Happy Easter Egg. And let me just try and imagine if you landed from outer space in any main street in Ireland in the next few weeks, what would you think Easter is about? And I suspect your answer would be chocolate or bunny rabbits or cute little yellow chickens. But actually,
yeah. Colourful eggs. Yeah.
There's a lot more to it. So this egg is an effort to put Jesus back at the heart of Easter. And we're calling it the Happy Easter Egg. And on the box, it's a lovely happy colour. It's a sort of real buttery, lovely yellow, the box, with some nice coral red as well. But the key bit is that inside there's a booklet and it's called The Happy Easter Story. Now, where I got that name from was I was researching for this and reading a children's Bible. And this particular children's Bible concluded about Easter, saying that the disciples were so happy because Jesus was alive again. And that's basically what this is about, that we can be happy because Jesus is alive again.
The booklet is lovely and I love the way it's done. It's quite a substantial booklet and it would take just a couple of minutes to read, but it's done in kind of rhyming couplets, which is lovely as well.
Yes, a friend of mine who's a poet actually wrote it for me, which was quite a challenge because poets are not used to being told exactly what the poem has to say.
Yeah.
But we got there.
Now, I suppose the background to the egg, we're not saying kind of bah humbug to all the other glorious eggs that are out there.
Not
but
at
what
all.
I suppose what you're saying with this egg is that, you know, there should always be a place in things that you do with your kids and for your kids for Easter, for Christmas as well. There should always be a place for Jesus when we're talking about a season like Easter.
Exactly. But Jesus can get forgotten in the excitement. And actually, one Catholic priest said to me, he said, in our tradition, he said, we are so busy with Lent and have such an emphasis on Lent. And talking for himself, he said, you know, I get to Easter Sunday morning and I sort of go, phew, that's over.
It's only the beginning. Now, I have one of the eggs here, and I'm just for people listening in, it's made in Ireland. It's good quality chocolate, and there's honeycomb crisp chocolates. All the ingredients are on the side. Nothing, all of that important stuff hasn't been skipped. And there's a lovely explanation on the back of the box as well. So even if you don't get to open it to have a kind of a rummage around, it's very obvious to you that this is an egg with a difference when you pick up the box.
Yes. And if you pick it up, Brenda, in your hand, it's a good heavy egg. It's 195 grams of chocolate in all, which compares favourably with most of the eggs that are out there.
Yeah, and I mean, what I was saying to you when we were chatting off air is that for people listening, a lot of the sizing of the cardboard boxes has been downsized. This would fit into the medium egg category for the more popular brands, just if people want to get a visual of what it is. As far as I can see, it looks like a medium size egg.
I certainly discovered that with some eggs, there's a lot of box and not so much egg.
Absolutely.
But really, this box is full of egg. There's very little space around.
So for people listening this morning, I know it's not available in shops, but you're putting a call out this morning to maybe to parishes, to groups, to maybe schools, to groups of friends. How can people get their hands on the Happy Easter egg?
Well, the mailing has gone out yesterday to all the church leaders all around the country. I hope we've captured them all. Not literally captured them, but captured their addresses. That mailing is going out with an information sheet, and then a poster for them to put up on the church notice board. And the most key thing then is a sign-up sheet. So in a parish, and of course it doesn't have to be a parish, it can be any sort of group of people, one person could take responsibility for signing up people to take one or two or three or whatever the egg. And then to keep it economical, then we will deliver in bulk to that parish.
Okay.
There's a minimum order of 20 eggs. And simply for to make sure they all arrive in one piece, we're boxing them in 10. So once a group gets to 20 eggs, then they can order 20, 30,
Brilliant.
40, 50, etc., etc.
Yeah. And
and of course, it can be just, you know, a group of colleagues, group of family, neighbours, you know.
Yeah,
any sort of
book
group
clubs,
of people.
Anything like that. Yeah,
yeah.
The eggs retail at €8 each. I know there's a sterling price there, but I think for our listeners, they'd only be interested in the euro price. I suppose what people want to know now is how do they get in touch with you, Julie?
Yes, well, the website is live now, and it's www.happyeasteregg.ie. And if they want to email, it's info@happyeasteregg.ie. And there's also an order line, which is 085-229-3722. But if people have the internet, by far the best thing is to go to the website, www.happyeasteregg.ie. And on the website then, but not live until Easter weekend, there'll be more. Because not only is there the booklet that's in the box, but an audio version of the booklet will be online. And there's actually on the back of the booklet, if you look, Brenda, there's a little QR code, which you can scan, or there's also the web, exact web address if people don't have a way of scanning a QR code. And there, there'll be the child will read the booklet on Easter Sunday, and then they'll be able to go online, listen to the, particularly for the child who maybe can't read, or mum or dad doesn't have time to read it just at the moment, they can listen to the story and watch the pictures. And there'll be other things there. There'll actually be the full Bible account of Easter, and there'll be some competitions, etc.
Okay, well, Julie, I think it's a great idea. I think it's, as I said, an Easter egg with a difference, and it's no harm to keep Jesus at the centre of the Easter story when it comes to the actual egg.
Yes.
And I want to say thanks to you for coming in to us this morning, and I wish you the best of luck with it. We'll put some links up on our social media pages as well.
Right.
And I'll have a picture of the egg up, so if anyone wants to look, they can check our Facebook page later today. Julie, thank you so much. Best of luck with the Happy Easter egg, and we'll talk to you soon.
Great. Thank you.